Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right now, it's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Miles in Newark. Miles writes, I'm 37 and just ended a long-term relationship because my girlfriend cheated on me. We're still friends and I am trying to move on, but she keeps calling me and asking me to give her another chance. I love her, but is she worth another try? Wow, CLO.
I would. Mm-hmm. You better
men
than me.
Usually don't.
I can't do it. Yeah. And I'm not one of them men, so I can't do it.
I can't because do it. She cheated. She slept with
someone.
Well,
I mean, you know, look, it's like this, though. It's a difference, man. It's just a difference. It's a double standard.
It is, yeah, for
but
sure.
It's a difference. It it's a double standard. And that's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Hey, once you say you're visualize you naked with somebody, once we visualize, am I lying?
But usually it's the other way around. A woman takes the man back a lot of times. A lot of times.
Yeah, women are more forgiving.
Yeah, the men will not. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is a double standard.
For sure. And that's it. And look at them. Look at the men on the show.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We through discussion.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, he's 37. Time to move on. Because you can find somebody that ain't going to do that to you.
But why do you want her to take you back if you've cheated?
Because the same can apply for women. We can find somebody else, too.
Guys, we always having this one discussion. It's all
because it's one that'll never go away.
Every other week, we hear this right here. Well, why is this? Why is
okay, well, answer the question, though. Don't answer
it.
Can you answer it?
I don't know.
You just go by the rules. You don't make them.
Just go by what the rules is for the lay of the land. I try to stay with
the double standard is what it is.
I can ask y'all a whole bunch of questions that I don't understand, but y'all don't want to hear that. Yeah. I can go the Bible. How many people in the Bible, Shirley, had 5-6 wives? How many of them had 5-6 wives?
But it was okay.
Wives?
I mean, look at King Solomon. It was okay back in the day.
And you go over there to Africa, them folks got 5, 6, 7 wives over there. But when we came over here, how come we didn't bring that with us? How come we left that over there?
Yeah. And how come women can't have more than one husband? How come
I met a guy in Africa Africa that had 5 wives, and I met the 5 wives. I'm sitting there the whole time going, this the 5 you picked? Yeah.
You know what? Moving on, Shirley. I cannot.
All right. You took 5 cracks at it, and this is what you came up with?
We're out of this one. Moving on to Tink in Pensacola.
Nobody fine. What the heck?
we have since left that one. All right. Tink in Pensacola writes, I dress very conservatively, usually, but I was rushing to church and I wore a low-cut blouse. My aunt saw it and said that I should go change. I'm 51 and married. She's 66 and a side chick. Can I tell her about herself or should I continue to be respectful?
I'll just continue to be respectful, but she's 66 and a side chick. Go home and change. For what? You know what they wear to church now? Did you see Tamar singing gospel with Kirk Franklin and BET Awards?
A gold dress.
She had low cut, short, split, everything.
Yeah. How you gonna judge me? And you're a side chick. And you're telling me what I got on.
Yeah,
66. Yeah.
Auntie. That ain't no chick. That's a turkey. That's a grown
turkey. <Yeah. laughs>
These is geese.
Yeah.
Man, please.
Yeah, side wow. chick, side geese.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Side turkey.
So, Tink, you're good.
Skin hanging off your neck, everything.
All right, moving on to Jamie in Dover. Jamie writes, I've been married 17 years, and my wife started sleeping naked. I don't like it. It doesn't seem clean. I am a neat freak, so I've been changing the sheets more often. How do I get her to at least wear panties to bed? Is that too much to ask?
What's wrong with you?
What?
What's stupid are you, dog?
What?
You're the stupidest. You're the dumbest letter we've ever had.
Yes, it is.
No, I agree.
Naked.
Boy.
Naked is good.
Hell yeah.
Created.
What?
How can I get her at least wearing panties? What the?
What? What's not clean about that if she's
he's going in the opposite direction?
Babe. Yeah, well, I don't
he's
get
so
it.
Stupid. You're a square, man. You don't need no wife. You all got right. some issues, dog. You need counseling.
Oh, now you recommend counseling now because he doesn't want his wife naked.
Who don't want a naked woman in the bed? You don't want that.
I have never heard.
Just trying to figure out who.
Come on.
What is
come
you
on,
can't get
that night.
She going to climb in this bed naked.
The why can't she just wear some panties?
Well, what pajamas that like mine?
What's wrong with you, man?
Crazy.
Man, you know all how right. fast I see you coming to the bed, nigga. You know how fast when you by the time you get the covers back, I'm already naked.
You ain't got to wait on me.
Bruh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If I fall asleep with a hoodie set on and I see you coming to the bed naked, by the time you put your foot up on that bed, by the time you pull them covers up, and you roll over, kiss me goodnight, I'm naked too.
Yes.
Man.
Hey, baby.
All right. So he's saying, is it too much to ask? So you're not even dealing
yes,
with him.
Yes, it's too much to
yeah,
ask.
Yeah, come
you're so
on.
Stupid, bro.
Come
that
on.
Stupid question.
All right, last one, CLO. This is from Mika in Sacramento. Mika says, I've got two guys that are interested in me, but I'm not over my ex yet. Is it best to date someone to move on, or is it unfair to waste another man's time? She needs some advice. She says, please advise.
Of course it's unfair to waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's unfair. And how you ain't over him yet? What? What you hanging on for? He don't want you.
He gone.
Woo!
He over.
That part.
I can promise you he over you.
Mm-hmm. And under somebody else.
He ain't sitting nowhere worrying about you.
Mm-hmm.
He done got over you with another you.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Woo, that part. Ugh.
Yeah.
So you need to pull yourself together, young lady.
Okay. And move on. You're telling her to move on, too, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he gone.
Yeah, he's out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, she's worried about wasting the other guy's time.
Yeah.
Holding on. So very hard to do when love's gone.
You're still watching that barbecue video at Johnny Gill's house, aren't you? All right, guys. So you're just saying, just move on like he did. He's over you. Get over him. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.